And now, it's time for your 90 FM news update.
Students, professors, and UWSP faculty came together on Friday, January 30th for a forum put together to spur discussion about the details regarding Governor Scott Walker's 2015 budget proposal. Chancellor Bernie Patterson began the discussion with a PowerPoint presentation with various graphs and charts about money distribution at UW-Stevens Point and how state funding has decreased over the years. With Walker's proposal, the UW system can lose $300 million altogether, and UWSP would be losing 17% of its state funding, which is $7 to $8 million. However, UWSP would be looking at a future with public authority. Chancellor Patterson says that public authority is the future of higher education, and that it's a good idea because the universities in Wisconsin can be managed like any other business. The idea was kind of about the fact that no other organization gets 17% funding in the way that a university does. The Chancellor stated that if the Board of Regents controls tenure and shared governance, it would be a good thing. He believes that shared governance strengthens who we are as pointers and that this university must maintain tenure. Chancellor Patterson plans to look at every other option for saving money and states that layoffs would be the last resort. This could mean pay cuts, an increase in class size, possibly a decrease in the amount of classes offered, and a decrease in resources. The tuition freeze that will occur through 2017 will keep tuition from being raised. This means that UWSP would look at many alternatives to reprogramming the campus in a way that will fit student life and provide a quality education. Though he makes the final decision about the changes that UWSP might undergo, the Chancellor explained a few times that everyone must speak out and express the things they value about being a student at UWSP, or even a heavily involved community member, so that when it's time to make tough decisions, he knows what to protect. Nothing is set in stone, but this proposal would affect every UW campus. After about a half an hour of the PowerPoint presentation, he opened the forum up to anyone with questions. One student had expressed that he was worried that certain programs would be cut from the university just because they weren't as popular as other majors. Another professor stated the importance of getting in touch with local media about serious issues that should be covered, such as this one. On the morning of Tuesday, February 3rd, Chancellor Patterson will travel to Madison, Wisconsin in preparation for Walker's 2015 biennial budget address. This will air live on Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television at 7 p.m. On Wednesday, February 4th, from 1:30 to 2:30 p.m., the second budget forum will take place in CPS 116. The third budget forum is on Monday, February 9th, from 9 to 10 a.m. in the alumni room of the DUC. Brittany Rossman from UW Relations and Communications stated that they did not want any media to broadcast the first forum live because they wanted every person in attendance to feel comfortable sharing their thoughts. 90FM hopes to air the second and third forum live. If you'd like to express your concerns on this topic, you have a few options. The first is to attend the public forums and tell SGA, Student Government Association, directly the things that you value about UW-Stevens Point and what you would like to remain a part of UWSP for future generations. If you cannot attend those meetings, feel free to send an email to studentgovernmentassociation@sga.uwsp.edu. The third option is to contact your local senator, which for Stevens Point would be Julie Lassa. Her toll-free number is 1-800-925-7491. In this moment of heat, it's important to learn more about the matter and continue talking to community members about productive solutions for UWSP. For 90FM News, I'm Donica Mikovic.